broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for June 29th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two. Our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, the blueprint for liberty is our guide, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. All right, last hour, we talked in detail. The NFL comes out of the closet, promotes the gay and lesbian agenda big time for Gay Pride Month. Shame on the NFL. President Donald Trump speaks at an incredible rally in Lorain County, Ohio. And we talked about buildings don't just fall down. Why do the condo and Surfside? But we also talked about we're so grateful for the miracles and for the survivors. I'll tell you that right now as well. All right, Kurt, we want to talk in detail about a bunch of positive things that are happening that most people don't know about. And I want to talk about Sidney Powell a minute. But before we do, I want to talk about frankspeech.com. This is Mike Lindell's new social media network, and the mainstream press tried to mock him when he came out of the gate because there was a little bit of a blip here or there as new technology gets put online, and you know, whenever it's their websites and the government's website, everybody just is like, oh, give him a little bit of time. This is always the case. When it's Mike Lindell, they're like, ah, what a buffoon, what an idiot. Okay, this just shows their extreme, psychotic, dishonest bias and manipulation of the truth. Yes, it came online. Yeah, there was a blip or two. That's all to be expected in the tech world. I make a living in the tech world, and I'm telling you right now, that's to be expected. However, now that Mike Lindell and many others at frankspeech.com have got their act together, in other words, they've overcome those little bugs and blips that are bound to be there, all I'm telling you is now they're not saying a word about it. They're just silent. But the rest of us are going to frankspeech.com and viewing and being involved in incredible content distribution, Kurt. And this is really the, in my opinion, takeaway story that the mainstream press doesn't have the integrity or the guts to talk about and report on. Frankspeech.com has been launched, and it is a success. Before we get to the Sidney Powell interview and stuff like that, Kurt, let's just talk about Frank Speech and some of the efforts being made here. This is a huge success story that they don't even want to admit to right now. But it's very, very, very well done. Very nice. Tremendous efforts. It's just pretty neat to see, Kurt.
Well, that's right. And President Trump mentioned this in his speech on Saturday over the weekend there in Ohio. Because he brought up some of their heroes there in Ohio, and one of them is Jim Jordan, who's a great representative there. But also, when he brought up Mr. Mike Lindell to the crowd, he said, man, he almost gets more than Jim Jordan, clapping or applause and that kind of thing. And when you look at
Kurt,
what,
you can see why.
Well, that's exactly right. When you look at what Mike Lindell has done and where he's been and where he comes from and how he, I think many others have already shown their, I guess you could say their true colors when they get threatened by lawsuits, et cetera, especially by the big Dominions and these big voting companies, voting machine companies. They've pretty much withered or wimped out, to use a term from my younger years. And yet, I don't see Mike Lindell doing that, the MyPillow guy, doing that at all. It seems like he's just basically, every time they try to hit, he kind of does what President Trump has done, and that he basically, I don't know that he hits back, but he gets stronger. He works harder, and he this Frank Speech thing that you're talking about, frankspeech.com, is a great example of that. You know, he, of course, is the major supporter of it, you know, presentation I watched and part of it and listened to most of it, because you can, you know, do both on your phone or whatever, with Sidney Powell. They did mention that they had, one other supporter besides Mike Lindell, and it was the gold guy that we've known forever, Sam Midas. I think it's Midas Resources, if I remember right. So, you know, they're not being covered up by advertisers, which doesn't surprise me one bit, because most of this kind of content, most of the big media or the big corporations are going to want to just shy away from, because they're just chicken, and they support the... you know, the whole Kingman idea and the whole insider idea, and they think that's the best way for them to make a profit. But Mike Lindell shows us, hey, exactly how to do things. And, you know, we were talking about President Trump being accused of being a baby Christian. Well, you got to put Mike Lindell in that area as well. And yet, the way I remember it in Scripture, when Jesus Christ brings up that parable, remember about the early guys to the out there working in the garden, if you will, working in the day, and they were agreed that they would be paid a certain amount in some way at the end of the day, agreed, and they got the same pay. Some didn't really like it, and yet... you know, that's the way it is, Sam. You know, no matter if you're early or late to the battle, you still get the same blessings from the God of heaven. And that's what I see happening here. FrankSpeech.com, it's tremendous. And, you know, it's impressive what they're doing. And, you know, including an appearance by Sidney Powell that you referenced.
Yeah, and we'll get to that appearance and break that down in detail here in just a minute. I just want to give Frank Speech a little bit more credit. So one of the things that the mainstream press mocked Frank Speech on is when they first started out, their streaming of videos had a couple of glitches, Kurt. And so they mocked him and went, oh, man, this guy can't even get it together. Well, now his streaming is legendary. It's happening. It's all streamlined. It works. It's great. And so Kurt emailed me a Frank Speech link to a Sidney Powell interview. Now, before we get to Sidney Powell, I want to talk, and before we even get to the vaccines and the machines discussion, which is really worth discussing, but I want to talk about this host. His name is Brannon. How do you say his last name? House?
House.
H-O-W-S-E.
H-O-W-S-E. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's not Brandon, it's Brannon. House.
Yeah. Two N's and an O-N. Yeah.
Yeah, Brannon
no
House.
No D in there.
I think is mm-hmm. how you say it. Anyway, so it's Brannon Host Live is the, I don't know what you call it, online TV show, news
That's right.
TV. It's at frankspeech.com. And the reason that I bring this up is he talks about at the start before he interviews Sidney about how they're really attacking them. They're trying to take them down. They've really tried to shut down everything they've done. But he points to the tremendous work behind the scenes of Mike Lindell, of different people that are working with him on this. And Mike calls Brannon and says, hey, we need you on the air live every night, 7 to 9. I think it's p.m. Mm-hmm. And, you know, really launching their TV offering, and that this network is being built out one little bit at a time. So while the mainstream press mocks, the truth is, folks, these people are really getting it done. And I commend Mike Lindell. I commend frankspeech.com. There's a lot of other people making a lot of efforts in the media, too. And I commend them. And, you know, I don't know Mike Lindell personally, but everything that I see is good, is hard work. They're circumventing the mainstream manipulators. We're starting to build our own networks, Kurt, which is what I've been begging for years. Now, I wish I could team up with Mike Lindell and team up with some of these other people to help what they do grow, and they could help what I do grow. And I wouldn't recommend we merge. I'd recommend we just help fund each other and help keep each other alive in ways that could be meaningful and profitable. Now, the only reason I wouldn't recommend we merge is primarily because I don't want us all to be taken down. What we need is 1,000 networks like this. and we need to fund them. You referred to advertisers. It's tough to get cash, but Mike able to fund a lot of his own efforts because of his own company. And that's a lot of how I fund our efforts too, Kurt. A few donors make a huge difference, and I'm grateful for every one of them. There's a couple of sponsors that have the guts, like Brian Rust at rustquittinggift.com, and a few others. There's a few individuals who donate very liberally, and thank heavens for those people, because without them, we wouldn't even exist. But for the most part, I fund everything myself. So does Mike Lindell. And I commend him for that. But I'm just giving a little bit of kudos, because I've been begging for this to happen for years. I'm not trying to take credit for it. I'm just saying this is the sea change that we need, Kurt, as we, what do you want to call it, push it into the new frontier of the new media taking center stage. And I just commend Mike, because everybody else talks about building networks. Why don't you do something? Everybody else is like, why don't you do something, Sam? Why don't you do something, Mike? Mike says, all right, I will. And he did. And they can mock the start, but now I'm telling you, I watched this Brandon House live show that Kurt sent me. And Brandon's good, first of all. Very articulate, very knowledgeable, great presence on air. And he brings on Sidney Powell, and they had an incredible conversation. Just a detailed conversation that right after the pause we're going to dig into. Because there's so many points that Sidney made and so many issues Brandon brought up that really is like, wow. They're not afraid to tell the tale. I mean, they're bringing news the networks refuse to use to the table, to where I don't think I can lay claim on that term myself anymore. It's just like, wow, they're doing a tremendous job. We'll talk about it in seconds with Kurt Crosby on your radio.
Hi, I'm Dave. I'm 7 years old. I'm sitting here in the corner having a time out until Mom comes to talk to me. All I did was cut my sister's hair. I was just trying to help. I guess Mom didn't like how I did it. In a minute, she'll be back and ask me if I know what I did was wrong. Maybe I shouldn't have cut her hair. And she'll say we all make mistakes because we're just learning about stuff. And she'll give me a hug and we'll end up talking about more stuff.
No matter what you talk to your kids about, love is what they'll hear.
I really like Mom's timeouts, and I think she likes them too. Yeah, I think they help her remember how much she loves me.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
Conceived in liberty, carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? I believe that great nations and great civilizations spring from a people who have a moral compass.
I don't think a civilization can long endure that does not have respect for all human life, born and not yet born.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
All right, Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby on your radio, breaking it down. We're talking about frankspeech.com. We're talking about an incredible TV host on the new platform. Brandon House Live is the show. Available, I think, weeknights 7 to 9. Is that correct, Kurt?
That's the way I understand it, and yet, as far as I can tell, when you go there, you're going to see nonstop programming.
Yes.
You know, so you've got that along with the program called War Room and many others. So you've got, you know, basically offerings all the time that you can.
Yeah, they're working on a live TV channel for sure. Brandon is live 7 to 9 p.m. But I also want to point out this is new media, Kurt. So what you got to remember is not only do they have around-the-clock programming like we do, but when Brandon's live, you can watch him. But when he's not live, you still get his archive show. So the link Kurt sent me, I didn't get a chance to watch it live. I'd never even heard about the show. But I was able to watch it whenever my heart desires, whenever fit my schedule, and that's the new media taking center stage. So not only is it available at the nightly time live, Kurt, but it's available after the fact in archive form or whatever you want to call it, on demand or whatever. Anyway, all I want to do is give a kudos to Brannon. I don't even know the guy. I'm just telling you right now, he did a great job articulating the abuse they've taken, articulating the hard work behind the scenes that it's taken to persist and to develop this new media offering, frankspeech.com, in the first place. It's taken a lot of hard work. It's not just Mike. There's people like Brannon and many other people behind the scenes that have been working their guts out for this thing. And it's great just to see others really in this battle. Because I'm telling you right now, if they can't shut down the information that we get, then we're really off to the races. So I commend them. Anyway, so he had Sidney Powell on, and man, they brought up a lot of issues, Kurt.
Well, you're exactly right. And just real quick, a little bit more detail on the whole Brannon House thing. You know, this, I'll give you two pictures. The one from his own website, BrannonHouse.com. B-R-A-N-N-O-N.
And spell that, Kurt. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
B-R-A-N-N-O-N and then H-O-W-S-E.com. It says, Brannon House's... or Brannon's greatest passion is the teaching of God's word and the importance of a biblical worldview. You know, so that's, you know, how he says his deal is. Now, here's somebody that opposes him big time. Says, Brannon House is a Christian conspiracy theorist, radio host, and blank hole. So all I can tell you is...
That's how they roll.
That's right. When you get this kind of... opposition, then you pretty much know guy's a pretty good guy, Sam.
That's the way I see
it. And when he's hanging out with Mike Lindell and we're doing all this good work, you know, the scriptures talk about, and ye shall know, you know, by their fruits that you'll know them. And, you know, you can tell what kind of guy he is. But on this presentation or the program where he hosted our Sidney Powell, one of my, you know, we were talking about heroes and heroines. In my opinion, a modern day, you could almost call her Joan of Arc of our time. She has done amazing work and continues to do that, and you can tell by the those who try to beat her up and all that kind of stuff what kind of individual she is. She did talk about how the opponents are not only suing her, trying to take her to court in so many ways and take her down that way, but they're also trying to...
She mentioned three different lawsuits they're attacking her on in three different regions. They're suing her for $4 billion, Kurt, with a B. Yeah. It's just insane. And
well,
my question to you is this. Before we go on,
mm-hmm.
my question to you is this, Kurt. If she's just up in the night and just a crazy, whacked-out conspiracy theorist, some lady seeking for fame and power and whatever else and stuff like that, why would they even pay attention to her? Why wouldn't they just go, ha, you're goofy, and ignore her? Why are they putting $4 billion lawsuits on the line and hiring batteries of attorneys against this one? Well, now she's got a team, but I'm just saying, it's one attorney. Why would it even matter? If they're right, she's so wrong, and the truth is already out there, and why would they go to such lengths? And that alone should tell you something, in my opinion, very, very critical about this reality, Kurt.
Well, you're exactly right. And we used to, I remember when we first learned about this principle, a friend of ours, Bo Greitz, would say, if you're catching flack, you're right on target. And what that really means is if the bad guys are shooting at you, you know, you're doing some good work. And
are you a conspiracy theorist if there's really a conspiracy?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, she was there, and she continues to fight, and she's got a number of different websites, SydneyPowell.com, S-I-D-N-E-Y, Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L.com.
Now, let's talk about each of these sites a little bit individually, because these were the topics that Brannon discussed with her. So SydneyPowell.com will kind of give you a flavor of what she's doing personally. She's got all kinds of cool stuff there. She's got shirts that basically say, you know what, we know Trump won kind of thing. I don't have the wording in front of me, but great shirts that she just launched. And she's really, this is a kind of a highlight of all the different projects she's working on, summarized at SydneyPowell.com. That's kind of her core site that summarizes the different projects. And then the different projects she's working on have their own sites in their own right. Correct, Kurt?
Yes, exactly. And the T-shirt, by the way, says, "We the people know Trump won." And you know, it's got it's got a nice constitution across it, or Declaration of Independence, and you know, it's well done. It starts at $30, so it's a little pricey, but you know, I mean, just put some money in there, if you ask me, just like you do with supporting lovingliberty.net. You know, these are the people that are doing the best they can to support the cause of freedom.
Yeah, and Kurt, to me, it's not really pricey, because what you want to do is think about it as the donation, and then you get a cool shirt back to wear for fun and to tell the tale yourself. Not only do you fund the effort with Sydney Powell, but then you wear a shirt and help kind of promote the effort and become kind of a promotion everywhere you go and all the things you do. So think about it first as a donation, and think about it as you just get a shirt as a thank you for your donation. Think about it that way a little bit, because I believe then it, you know, it's not really very expensive when you think of it that way, Kurt.
Amen to that. You're right on target. In fact, many times you want to just put the $30 in and say, hey, I don't really need a shirt.
Except you know, for when you support, wear the shirt, what good it can do.
That's exactly right. You know, give other people some hope. Like, I can't tell you how many times I get somebody coming up and they're like, hey, man, I, you know, I saw your Stop the Steal sign and your Trump 2024 flags. And, you know, so I had to flip around and go pull in here, and I got to see what you got, because I just got to support you, you know. And, of course, the one that livens them up the most says Trump won, Democrats cheated. But anyway. You know, there's no, I've never burned down a police building or started a police car on fire or anything like that. And yet, you know, participating in this, well, this grand old republic and the idea of freedom and liberty for all is something we all must do. Anyway, the other things you'll see there at her website, you know, SydneyPowell.com, is that she's the author of a best-selling book called License to Lie that somehow, you know, gets very little, what would you say, well, the Amazon boys will tell you that that they don't have any of them. And yet, Sydney says basically it's untrue, and you know, that should also
tell
you
more. Well, Kurt, if you make sure that you don't store them in your warehouse, then you don't have any.
That's exactly right. Good point, Sam.
They can get them, is her point, and she's right. They don't want them, so they don't have them.
That's exactly right.
Because that's how they roll. That's what their agenda is.
Well,
but it's okay. The point is, we need to learn to have our own distribution mechanisms, Kurt. And as we do, then they won't be able to circumvent us. We're working on it.
And that's hers. You know, you can buy them right on her site, you know, get them that way. And so that's what we would recommend. Then you don't have to give money to, you know, our less than friendly folks.
Yeah, the Amazons like of the world and everybody else.
Yeah. We've
seen
it.
Anyway,
so many
I like
times
the shirts, because I believe the shirts are important on a number of fronts. One, to help fund the efforts. Two, though, to really be part of what we're talking about in a meaningful way, you wear the shirt, because it's your chance to start conversations. It's your chance to, everywhere you go, make a statement. Just imagine if 50 million Americans had those shirts. Wow. You could tell the tale and would be unstoppable by our greater numbers, would we not? We the people. Quick pause. Kurt Crosby on your radio.
protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The COVID-19 vaccines made by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna set off a persistent immune reaction in the body that may protect against the coronavirus for years. Scientists at Washington University in St. Louis reported on Monday. The findings add to growing evidence that most people immunized with the mRNA vaccines may not need boosters. Facebook's market value surpassed $1 trillion for the first time Monday after a federal judge dismissed an antitrust complaint from the Federal Trade Commission. The move pushed up shares nearly 5%. The judge described the FTC's complaint as legally insufficient. Cataluna Enriquez, a biological male who identifies as a woman, has won the title of Miss Nevada USA. Enriquez won the beauty pageant on Sunday in Las Vegas, Nevada. She will be the first transgender person ever to compete in the Miss USA pageant, which will be held on November 29th. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Let's get a Surfside, Florida building collapse update with Dan Araki.
The search and rescue operation continued into a fifth day at the site of the partially collapsed condominium tower in Surfside, Florida. The official death toll now stands at 11 after two more bodies were pulled from the rubble on Monday, with 151 people still missing. Several hundred rescue workers have been joined at the site by teams from Mexico and Israel as they continue to search for survivors. Florida Fire Marshal Jimmy Petronas tells CNBC about the efforts those crews are making.
They're working 12-hour shifts. From midnight to noon, noon to midnight, about 80 men and women at a time. So the amount of work that they're doing is enormous, but it's also painfully delicate also because of the unstable environment they're working in effort to save lives because of the potential of lives being below the rubble.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby on your radio. So, Sidney Powell interview with Brandon House on this incredible new channel. What's this channel called, Kurt?
FrankSpeech.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, that worked out perfect. Good work, Kurt. Anyway, FrankSpeech.com. So, Kurt, I just want to talk about some of the details, though. So, SidneyPowell.com is her main site, but then she pointed to a bunch of other sites and a bunch of other projects. Break those down a little bit, can you?
And, I've got those right here, but I also thought it was interesting. On the break, I was looking through the LibertyRoundtable.com archives, Sam, and when you put in Sidney Powell, S-I-D-N-E-Y Powell, in there and search, you'll find a whole lot of, that. But you also find when we had her as a guest on the 30th of November 2018, ever since we first heard of her and have checked her work out and that kind of thing, she's, always passed the, as Chuck Carter would say, the smell test, and the fruits of her labors are there. And when you see the opposition she gets, you just know that she's doing good stuff. But anyway, back to what you were saying, you've got SidneyPowell.com, then you've got DefendingTheRepublic.org, you know, and she says, remember, you got to make sure, don't put in defend the Republic, but you got to put in defending, because there's all these people that are trying to, you know, take you away from the real sites. You got Defending the Republic PAC or PAC, Defending the Republic PAC.com or PAC.com. And you've got, let's see, Creeps on a Mission, that, you know, that you'll find this at her site. You can, these are links at sydneypowell.com. And, you know, she goes through and, you know, you've got good information at each one of these places that at least for now is controlled by her and those of her supporters, you know. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does, Kurt. I think that's a good start. I also want to talk about her focus on the vaccines. One of the things that Sydney is doing, even though she's being sued and she's got her arms full of things to do to defend her own self on the vote fraud discussion, Kurt, she's managed to put together a team of attorneys that are doing a great job, and now they're assisting in other people's lawsuits as a support law firm or law team, whatever you want to call it. So one of the big things that she talked about was this vaccine scenario where people are being forced to take vaccines and all. Anyway, talk about that a little bit. Then we'll talk about the vote fraud and some of the other things that she's involved in.
Well, that's exactly right. The headline for her presentation, you know, on frankspeech.com is Sydney Powell on defending the Republic from mandated vaccines and rigged machines. So, you know, it wasn't just a small part of it, you know, and she's pointing out that, hey, no one should be forced to, you know, accept these things. And yet, you know, once again, the insider boys, the kingmen, the, you know, mainstream, if you will, or lamestream, is trying to force people, the same people, I might add, that say they're so concerned with your health that they want you to have these vaccines so that you're protected, that your life will be saved and all that. The same people who do that are literally, you know, the ones that promote killing of babies and that kind of thing. And she points out the fact that so there's so many options and, you know, cures, if you will. She points out, mentions hydroxychloroquine, if I remember right. I know that the president mentioned that, President Trump mentioned that in his presentation over the weekend. He said, what I should have done is told everybody, don't use hydroxychloroquine, because he says, then everybody would have used it.
See, isn't that a great point, though, Kurt? Doesn't that just prove the point? They just hate him so much that if he said, don't do this, they'd be like, oh, we need to be all over this. It's just whacked out. Well, just like the scientists said with the vaccine. You know, they said it came from a, what do you want to call it, a wet market or food market or whatever else. And then, you know, Donald and others are like, no, it came from a lab. And they're like, no, didn't. Science proves we're right. And then a year and a half later almost, they're like, yeah, I guess science proves what Donald Trump was saying all along. We just didn't, well, we didn't want to say that because we'd have to agree with Donald if we did that. And so their scientific narrative just fell apart right on its face. The news that networks refused to use stands true and was right all along, as well as President Trump. And the mainstream press and the scientist community gets egg all over their face because they flat out lied because they hate Donald. That's all.
Exactly.
They covered
right
up the truth and lied because they hate Donald. Now, imagine that in America. Talk about putting national security and the American people at risk. I mean, that takes the cake, Kurt, if you ask me.
Well, yeah. You know, I mean, we've seen how these lawyers will get together on a typical kind of a, almost a revolving door kind of a thing where, you know, a new drug will come out and a few years later, then the lawyers are going after that particular drug company saying that, hey, have you ever used such and such a drug, you know, and you've had, you know, you lost your gallbladder, or you lost your whatever it is, you know, just fill in the blanks, then get a hold of us because we could probably get you some cashola. And the bottom line is that just happens over and over and over. And think about how many people are affected and have been affected by this whole corona or the Wuhan flu or whatever you want to call it, and how the president, President Trump, as far as I could see, is one of the main leaders that's saying, hey, the Chinese communists should pay for this, and there should be, to use the kind of a cool term in our time, reparations, if you will, Sam. And you know, so but I don't hear the you know, faker in the White House saying much about reparations when it comes to the communist Chinese, right?
That's exactly right. And anyway, so I commend Sidney Powell for defending the Republic, for standing up for this. There's so many things in the headline that she and Brannon talked about. Mandate a vaccine, so she's working on lawsuits to help defend people from that. Rigged machines, she's still working on the vote fraud scenario, and she's really helping Mike Lindell and others in their cases as well. They referred to that Mike called Sidney and they talked a little bit. And so she says that Mike Lindell has a unique approach, different from everybody else's approach on these lawsuits, Kurt, where Mike has done a lot of, and I guess mathematicians and others who are with Mike. So when I say Mike, I mean he's kind of leading the group of people, but he may not be doing all the different work, right? That's what teams do. Anyway, but these experts have proven beyond a doubt that it's mathematically impossible that Donald Trump has won the election. And this is really, really critical. The only question that I ask is, it reminds me of the Joe Arpaio scenario, where they proved beyond a doubt that the birth certificate from Barack Obama was a fraud, too. But, you know, where do you take your case, Kurt? And I sadly think that Joe Arpaio and Sidney Powell and others are kind of experiencing the same difficulty. We have got to somehow start to get the right people together to demand accountability here. But anyway, I thought it was really, really important that she kind of broke all that down, that, hey, Mike Lindell's case is still rolling, Kurt. This is not a dead deal, like some think. And it's not only alive and well, and not only is Sidney Powell so confident in the efforts that her and others are putting together, that they've kind of branched out. And so they have a couple of websites. What's it called? There's a republic.org one and then a .com one. They're very close to one another. Do you have those handy?
Yeah, let's see. You know,
defending the Republic about, dot.
You've got. I think that's .org. Let me grab it again.
Defending the Republic.org, and then something about Republic, and she's got a pack. Which
defending
we'll talk about
the
in a
Republic
second.
Pack. Yeah, and that is defendingtherepublicpack.com.
Yeah, so that one we'll talk about in a second. But defendingtherepublic.org is where she talks about all these lawsuits and efforts relating to the scandal on votes, right?
Yeah, and it says, so it's defendingtherepublic.org, and remember defending, yes, instead of defend. And she says, for all of us, a republic if you can keep it, quoting Benjamin Franklin. And there's a section that says, push back against mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations. Dear patriots, we thank you for your support. And, you know, goes through and talking about voting machines and different things and what's going on with all those different issues.
And people might say, Sam, why are you spending so much time on Sidney Powell? I'll explain in a second on your radio.
Is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby on your radio. So why on earth are we talking so much about Sidney Powell? Well, number one, I think she's a patriotic American, one of our heroines. And I think she deserves a lot of support and a lot of credit for her hard work in the sacred cause of liberty. But I want to be clear, this isn't just about Sidney Powell either. Okay, how many people have we mentioned on the radio over the last couple of hours today? We've mentioned Mike Lindell, his great work. We've talked about Donald Trump and his great work. We've talked about Brannon House, I think is how you say it. We've talked about his great work. We've talked about not only their work, but the projects they've launched. And I've mentioned for years that the Patriots just don't create their own institutions. That's the problem. You complain about school, well, you better create your own school, dang it. You complain about the media, well, you better create your own radio network, your own TV network, darn it. You need to, okay, but now these people are doing exactly what we've been saying. And I've tried to do that too. So we're talking a little bit about me and Kurt, because we've done this too. I know our efforts might be meager and small compared to the efforts of others, but you know what? It takes us all, and there's no effort too big or too small. Okay, we're all working for the same cause, and by our sheer numbers, by our financial support, by our dedication and commitment, by little things, great things are accomplished. I've commended Ammon Bundy for building the People's Rights Organization. It is a tremendous organization, my fellow Americans. It really, really, really is. Okay? And I mention it quite a bit because Ammon Bundy deserves a lot of credit there too. Big time. This is the kind of thing where we're all working together. And it isn't about, say, Sidney Powell. It isn't about Sam Bushman. It isn't about us individually, because we're just trying to defend liberty. We're trying to protect hearth and home and all this stuff. But we talked about Trump, Lindell, Sidney Powell, Sam and Kurt. Now I mentioned Ammon Bundy. These are the people, Brannon House. These are the people that are building things. Now, this is exactly what Donald Trump has referred to in many of his speeches about we, the American people, build things. We get our hands dirty. We work hard. We sweat and we bleed and we cry and we laugh and we love and we forgive and we turn to God Almighty. And in that is the genius of this great country. So we're not just talking about Sidney, although we're talking about a lot of her projects. She's put together a team of lawyers, and many of them don't get the credit mentioned that they deserve either. But when she starts to not only take care of her own lawsuits, Kurt, by the, you know, we're talking about big dollar lawsuits here. Now she assembles a team of attorneys, and now they're working on helping other people with their lawsuits. We're talking about defendingtherepublic.org. That's one of her sites. SidneyPowell.com is another. The third one, Kurt, I don't want to ignore this one. What's this one? It's the one about the PAC.
That's right. It's defending the Republic PAC. PAC.com, yes.
Yeah, okay, defending the says, Republic PAC, is that what it is?
Right, defending the Republic PAC, Facebook.com. It says, now, join the voice with millions of patriots in the Defending the Republic PAC.
Let me tell you what I love about this, Kurt. When Brandon asks her about this, she leads by saying this. And I don't have the words exactly. I'm going to summarize. So, you know, don't beat me up if I don't get the words right. The concept, here's what she said. We're not interested in party. We're not interested in Democrats or Republicans or left, right, or any of that garbage. If you believe that we need these policies to restore the country, if you believe, and she goes into a litany of different issues that are critical, border, vaccines, elections, anyway, she goes on. But then she says, then you're part of us. It's about we the people. And I love that she jettisons party right out of the gate, Kurt. Incredible.
But
and Brandon doubles and, down and supports her.
When you, amen, at defendingtherepublicpact.com, it says, take action. Under that says, donating is only one of many ways you can help. You can help in ways that cost nothing. Talk to your friends about these issues. Get involved in your local politics. From the school board to the city council and county commissioners, take nothing for granted. Write articles or letters to the editor of your newspaper. Stand up for American values. Fly the American flag. Speak up and out. Insist on honesty and integrity in your home. Children learn what they live. Sign up for our newsletters and send them to everyone you know. Arm yourself with the facts and push back on all the lies. Look for like-minded people in your area. We will start posting contact information for our colleagues by state. Turn off your televisions. Look for reliable alternative sources of information and think for yourselves. We recommend the Epoch Times, Undercover DC, the Conservative Treehouse, Just the News, Sarah Carter, Gateway Pundit, Daily Wire, Lindell TV, Frank Speech, and Steve Bannon, the War Room Podcast. I'm sure there's a number of others she'd add if she knew about
it. Now, think about it. Now you got Lindell TV and Frank Speech, two offerings from Mike.
That's right. Says, remember, nothing substitutes for being informed and thinking for yourselves. Report crimes when you see them. Never turn a blind eye. Practice random acts of kindness. Smile. Speak to people. A simple compliment can brighten someone's day. Pray for us, our country, and all who serve it. Pray for the world. It is watching everything we do. So,
hey, Kurt.
I mean, you see that.
Is there a single thing on there you disagree with?
I don't see one. I mean, you know, and that's under the defendingtherepublicpack.com. Usually when you hear the word pack, you think they're just trying to get money, you know, like Mitch McConnell or whatever. And yet, you know, are these guys, I think there's a huge difference in the way these guys are working it.
There are. And are they trying to get money too? Absolutely they are.
Well, sure.
But they go into detail, though. They go into detail and transparently tell you what they're going to advocate for with that money. That's the unique difference, Kurt.
Good point.
And we see the fruits of their labors downstream from the commitment. So the commitment's on the website. Hey, if you join our pack and donate, here's what we'll do with your money. We'll and all the things Kurt just read. But then furthermore, we see the fruits downstream of their efforts, Kurt.
That's exactly right.
And I don't see that in other packs.
Amen to that.
I see, give me your money, and then there's a black ripping hole and nothing left, right?
That's right. That's right.
So, anyway, we bring up those websites and the efforts of Sidney Powell. I want to bring up somebody else who's like-minded, who's making a big difference, too. Senator Rand Paul just emailed me, and he said, Sam, liberals are fighting harder than ever to, and then there's like a colon, right, to do the following things.
Yeah.
Take your guns, open our borders, indoctrinate our children, and spend America into oblivion. And if you don't believe me, all you got to do is ask them. They'll tell you flat out that's their goal. And so then he asks for support to help his efforts in the Senate and everything else. Here's the point. All these people that you just read, I can't remember all the websites and the news sites you just promoted, but all those guys are making a difference together, and I hope that we're part of that. I know we're just a little cog, but I hope that we can be part of that in some way to where, you know what, Liberty Roundtable, Liberty News Radio, LovingLiberty.net, The Daily Caller, Newser, Breitbart, I can go on and on and on about the organizations and people who can get involved. Red Pill Expo, which I just went to. Freedom Fest, which I'm going to coming up in July. Going to be live there every day, broadcasting. I'll be on one of the general panels for that event, too. Richard Mack and I got invited to a general panel, and they asked a very fundamental question, Kurt. And this is the title of the panel that I'll be on. busted. Is criminal justice permanently broken? And so me and Richard Mack and others get to kind of answer that question. And my answer is clearly a resounding yes, it's permanently broken. If we don't change and repent, if we don't decide to do things differently, then it is. But it is fixable, though. So when we say permanently, that's if we just stick with the status quo. If we decide to do things differently, it's not permanently broken. We can change that and fix it. We can change so many things in America and fix it if we just tell the tale in the new media, taking center stage. If we just stick together and we start to launch our own institutions, Kurt, from schools to media to I go on and on and on. We need to really crank this up because that's where we can tell the biggest tale of truth. That's where we can be truth tellers, and they won't be able to stop us. And if they start to, you know, control the internet beyond that, they might force a revolution. I don't want one. I want to peacefully use all within our power and turn to God and pray hard and work hard and have a peaceful solution. The only question is, will they let us? And I can only pray the answer is yes. So anyway, we bring this all up. This is not just about Sidney Powell, although she deserves plenty of credit. This is about all of us. And it's really about you, my fellow Americans. Will you fund our efforts? Will you start your own organization? Or if you feel like you can't, will you fund ours? Because Kathy Smith, running LovingLiberty.net, a radio network, syndicating our show, doing a great job. She'll be at Freedom Fest as well with a presentation of her own. She's got a new curriculum, Kurt, for homeschoolers and families and churches and everybody else to study called Liberty Ladies. So the Loving Liberty Ladies curriculum helps you understand the fundamentals of America, teaching the Constitution, teaching people how to be bold and stand strong and not be deceived. And anyway, very good stuff. She'll have a presentation. So it isn't about each one of us individually. It's about the work that we're doing in the greater, well, synergism is the whole is greater than the sum of its parts, right? That's what we're talking about here, and that's what we're starting to see. And I haven't seen anything. I've been in this for 30 years, Kurt, 25-year celebration of Liberty Roundtable Live right now. I haven't seen near the efforts and the movement and the holistic progress in the first 25 that I've now seen in the last five, maybe even 3 years. It's just been tremendous what's going on. And I applaud all these people, Kurt, every one of them.
And, you know, we could say it's the best of times, it's the worst of times. There's certainly rougher stuff going on than we've ever seen, but at the same time, better things, right, Sam?
Yes, and although it's the worst of times in some ways, and we have to highlight some of that grisly news so that you know what's going on in the world, we really like to spend more of our time on the positive news. We really want to spend more of the time in our camp on what we're doing and on the solutions. And I really think that example that we gave last hour that Cameron brought up, hey, it's tragic about this condo building falling down. But why did it fall down? Are we going to get the truth on that? I don't believe it was just an accident. I believe there might be more to it that's being covered up. But more importantly, you know what? I know they're missing maybe 150 people that they're still trying to find, and our prayers are that more of them are alive. We better hurry and find them. Our prayers are for success on that. But how many people got out safely? And what a miracle it is that so many people are safe. And then I don't even know. I looked on the internet and I can't even find the number of how many people were expected to be in there and then how many got out safely. But it's way more than the people that are missing, right, Kurt?
Well, I couldn't agree more, Sam. And, you know, it's usually the good stories and the, you know, faith promoting and that kind of thing that get left behind it. For example, right now they've got a headline, Man Crowned Miss Nevada USA First in Pageant History. Well, I mean, that's bad news, ladies and gentlemen. And yet, on the other hand, you've got South Dakota and Iowa to send law enforcement officers to the southern border. So, you know, the states there are good things happening in the world. And, you know, we've highlighted them with FreeFrankSpeech.com and so many others, Defending the Republic, Sidney Powell. And as Sam has said, LovingLiberty.net, you know, this radio network deserves your support. And, you know, we'll do all we can to make, well, America and the world great again.
Yes, and we'll do so by turning to God Almighty, because that's the only real solution. There's a lot of political things we can do, and we must do all that we can in every area of society. But most importantly, the work will be done in God, family, and country realms, folks. Done in your home, done on your knees, getting up and carrying out the commandments of God, repenting and changing as individuals, as families. because society is really a mirror of the fundamental unit of society, the family. God bless you all. Thanks so much for being alongside for the ride. For Sam and Kurt, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.